Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazon, world famous astrologer, and in lieu of Uranus entering the sign of Gemini on July 4th, this recording is going to be all about Uranus, the planet of sudden changes and unexpected happenings. And while Uranus has been in the sign of Taurus, his fall, for the last 7 to 8 years, and moved quite slowly, I might add, he's entering the sign of Gemini, where things move a lot quicker. In Greek mythology, Uranus was called the sky god, the ruler of the great expanse above, and his name was Ouranos. Uranus is associated with the sky above, and likewise, he rules lightning. The symbol of Aquarius, the sign he rules, is also two squiggly lines that represent the air above the sea. And he emerged from the great primal mother Gaia. Gaia was personified as matter and the earth. And Uranus fathered many children from Gaia. But unfortunately, he didn't care much for his strange-looking children, and he imprisoned them on earth. And this didn't go over well with Gaia or the children. And in the zodiac, Uranus is cold, detached, unsympathetic, rejecting of love, and maybe rejecting of their children. And he runs very hot and cold, Uranus, that is. Uranus is not considered emotionally nurturing or particularly caring, since Uranus rules Aquarius and opposes the sign of Leo, the ruler of children, love, romance, and passions. Uranus tends to love bomb and gain the attention of its intended lover and overwhelm the object of their affections. But that's pretty much it. Uranus is also the rejecting parent archetype. Uranus is the rejecting parent or lover who neglects after coming on very strong and by becoming disinterested and emotionally unavailable later, showing distance and a lack of empathy, uncaring. You might say Jekyll Hyde-ish. Uranus often views their children's needs or a lover's needs as an inconvenience, leading to patterns of neglect and outright dismissal. It goes back to that whole mythology of Uranus, which you might want to look into when you have time. Long story short, this didn't go over well with Gaia, Mother Earth, who, out of desperation, sent her son Cronos to castrate Uranus, which he did. Uranus disappears from histories, and we don't hear anything about Uranus until after the discovery of Uranus in 1781. Imagine that. Along with the discovery of Uranus came the American Revolution, the French Revolution, the Industrial Revolution. And on March 13, 1781 is the date of the discovery of Uranus, when Uranus reappears on the cosmic scene in the sign of Gemini, right where he is going to enter right now. Changing history and disrupting the status quo, per usual, off with their heads, he said, because Uranus in Gemini brought revolutions. It was a time of revolutions as people sought individual freedoms from all-powerful monarchies and tyrants around the world. The power of the people had been born. And unlike Saturn, which gives you 2 years to adjust to issues and challenges and take your lessons and learn them, get used to changes, learn your lessons, Uranus doesn't give you any time at all. He can shake things up, pull the rug from underneath you, and rock your foundation, leaving you feeling disoriented, shocked, fearful, and confused. The planet of separation, sudden upheaval, and unexpected expenses in karmic turns, Uranus says, now, right now, you have other things to do in your lifetime. And I like to call this like a speeding up of karmic. Mind you, Uranus is also responsible for sudden windfalls and changes for the better. He can actually change your life for the better. And once the chaos has passed, usually people are far more better off for all of the challenges of their Uranus transit. The world of Uranus is built on ideas, not the reality of manifesting those ideas, though, which can let one down or not be as wonderful as once those ideas are achieved. Uranus is a fixed planet. Once he gets his teeth into something, he doesn't let go, usually. Uranus is an outer planet, aloof and completely self-absorbed in creative, abstract ideas. Ideas that are before their time. And these are the ideas that Uranus likes to pursue. Those lofty ideas of the mind, things that you create, since he's an innovative and inventive planet, of course. And Uranus also can make those ideas, those abstract ideas, manifest. But once they become real, typically they lose their appeal and specialness. It's like chasing a lover. And once you get that lover, you're not really sure that that's what you want. It's the chase that Uranus loves, I think, not the victory, the marriage, or the wealth that was once wanted more than anything. Uranus individuals live in their heads, if you haven't noticed. So let's get to Uranus in Gemini. Uranus in Gemini, another air sign where the life of the mind is all important. Uranus will lend its genius, innovative ways, inventiveness, and quirkiness to things ruled by Gemini. Air travel, cars, the connectivity between the brain and the limbs, radio waves invisibly moving through the atmosphere and sky all around you, connecting people, places, and things, and a concern with youthful appearance, lasers, and so much more. Things move faster for sure when Uranus is in Gemini. And this will be the third Uranus return for the United States of America. And each Uranus return has resulted in people choosing one side over another. Well, makes sense. Gemini is a dual sign. We experience changes in our thinking, the way we obtain information, news, and how we communicate as Uranus moves into Gemini, which could bring new groups together, form new friendships, and you might even find that you have one particular friend that you want to do everything with. People often choose sides and then change their minds. Things move fast and our attention span, of course, is shorter. And you might do things quick and regret them later. You don't want to get wrapped up in something that requires a significant commitment or a lot of work, but you might be forced to. Think of short spurts, short activities, and things you can pick up and put down and then pick them back up again. Old ideas may be passé because everything has to be new in the sign of Gemini. And you might want to change and get on board with some new concepts and learn new things yourself. New technologies, electronics, and communications are just starting to develop. Drones are becoming increasingly smaller and more useful, and their use in warfare or against enemies is becoming far more effective. Uranus in Gemini likes to duplicate and multiply things, likes two of everything, right? Even two lovers. Uranus in Gemini brings brainstorming to a whole new level, where important documents, proclamations, new orders, and speakers now take center stage. The Declaration and Emancipation Proclamation of January 1st, 1863 were created during Uranus in Gemini. And once an idea is in your head or something gets to you that you want to achieve, it's hard to forget about it. So in some respect, Uranus ignites your fondness, hopes and dreams, strong ambitions and enthusiasm for your worldly pursuits. In Gemini, Uranus will impact the youth industry, anti-aging, as well as everyone's desire to look and feel younger and more youthful. We may see progress and innovation in the area of anti-aging. And that makes sense since Uranus rules energy in a sometimes obsessive way, and lasers are used for anti-aging. Uranus rules lasers. Pollution in the air you breathe can also create problems and havoc because Uranus in Gemini rules nasal passages, allergies, and to some extent, the air you breathe. Gemini rules the lungs, breathing in dry air. And you could find yourself with your best friend, one person that you want to do everything with when Uranus enters Gemini. Duets are a Gemini thing. Friends are a Uranus thing. You'll jump in your car on a whim, and maybe one day your car will be powered by the sun or some other energy source, since Uranus was the Greek god of the sky. He was greater than the sun. Perhaps over many years or the years coming, Uranus will bring cars that fly like the drones do right now. Uranus in Gemini brings fresh perspectives as you toss around different ideas simultaneously. You might find yourself in your head too much. You're smart. You're bright. You act on your ideas quickly, finding new ways to keep your brain sharp. You jump on information and data, probably prefer short trips to long ones. car troubles crop up that seem odd or weird, since Uranus like to confound everyone unexpectedly. That's his thing. Uranus suggests that your relationship with your siblings may change because Gemini rules siblings, especially if they attempt to restrict your freedom or limit your independence. And this area of the chart is also highly competitive because that was your first experience at competitiveness with your peers or your siblings. You wanted to do better than them or gain the parental attention. Uranus rules electricity. Brain waves are powered by electrical stimulation too, as is your heart. So we can see major gains in these areas also. Uranus rules reflections, mirroring, mirrors, and recordings. Mirrors are heavily used in technology, particularly in your smartphone and AI. In astrology, Uranus has this boomerang effect of bringing people and things back into your life. And mirroring is a term that refers to the unconscious imitation of someone else's behavior in social interactions. We also see this in AI, copying or mirroring. Uranus in Gemini hates deception, but could lie a little bit or stretch the truth or exaggerate. So imagine how Uranus will react to fake news or propaganda. Fake news attempts to sway people through gossip, advertising, propaganda, and whistleblowing. And believe it or not, fake AI-generated videos may take a turn and may not be widely accepted. And you will evaluate things for yourself for their truthfulness, authenticity, and soundness. Attempts to deceive or mislead others will not be tolerated long term. And propaganda, although it happens in times of war, may be debunked later on. Restlessness about doing errands and going out can make you nervous sometimes. We feel, I don't want to go out, or it's scary to go out, or is it dangerous to go out? What's going on there? Sudden flashes of intuition are now sharp. And of course, every single Uranus in Gemini transit has brought war. But it's short skirmishes and troops traveling across miles and miles of land. Perhaps fighting and skirmishes will happen faster with drone activity. But Uranus in Gemini fosters connections between people and places. And looking back, we know that Saturn did transit into the sign of Gemini, and also that Uranus had transited in the sign of Aries, where Saturn is. And I thought that that was quite interesting. But that also tells us that we kind of know what we can expect. If you need more information, you can always go to my website, www.terrynaison.com. Or if you would like to know how Uranus in Gemini is going to influence and impact your life, give me a call, 954-473-0720. I hope to hear from you.